This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A U.S. soldier is believed to be in North Korean custody after illegally crossing the border dividing the two Koreas at the Joint Security Area, or JSA, on Tuesday. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
A U.S. official tells VOA that the U.S. soldier was on a JSA orientation tour and willfully and without authorization crossed the military demarcation line into North Korea. The soldier did so at around 3:27 p.m. local time on Tuesday afternoon, according to the South Korean daily The Joseon Ilbo, citing unnamed sources. No fire appeared to have been exchanged at the high-tension border town, where soldiers from the two Koreas stand guard around the clock, facing each other. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Appeals judges at the International Criminal Court have ruled an investigation into the Philippines' so-called war on drugs can resume, rejecting Manila's objections. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The court's probe was suspended in late 2021 after the Philippines said it was already probing the same allegations and argued that the ICC, a court of last resort, therefore didn't have jurisdiction. Now judges, led by presiding judge Mark Perrin de Bruchamport, a clear domestic proceedings do not amount to what would have been tangible, concrete and progressive investigative steps in a way that would sufficiently mirror the court's investigation. More than 6,000 suspects, most of them people who lived in poverty, had been killed in the crackdown on drug crime, according to government pronouncements. However, human rights groups say the death toll is considerably higher and should include many unsolved killings by motorcycle-riding gunmen who may have been deployed by police. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine said its forces shot down Russian drones and cruise missiles targeting the Black Sea port of Odessa before dawn Tuesday, what Moscow called retribution for an attack that damaged